Well, my name is Steve Craig, and I've lived in the area since about 1970, when the province of Nova Scotia opened up lands for development here in the Lower Sackville area, similar to what they did in Cole Harbour and such. So I was one of the first students at Sackville High School, the first graduating class of Sackville High School, which opened up in 1972. Previous to that, there was Sidney Stephen High School, which was in Bedford, and it was the only high school in the area for many, many, many years. So after Sackville High School, then you had Millwood High School, and you had Lockview High School, and that whole Cobequid area was served basically by Sidney Stephen High School and then Sackville High School, and it moved on from there. That was in 1972. And then did my schooling, met my wife, who was born and brought up here in Sackville, Sherry Watson, and her parents built on the old Sackville Road, 494 Old Sackville Road, on what used to be farmland. And in fact, we live in that house now, some 42 years after we've been married. And in the back, it's on about 3/4 acre, there is still the old flagstone pasture wall, and you can walk quite a bit for that. So that's sort of the start. Currently, and I had a career in the telephone company, and we traveled continuously into Halifax to work, both my wife and I, which was not too dissimilar to a lot of the people in the 50s and 60s who would travel into Halifax to work and come out. We, of course, had some entertainment out here. We had the Acadia Recreation Club, which I'm sure people have talked about many times, which was the oldest and is the oldest organization here in Sackville. And that was in about the 40s, I believe. And they've done a terrific job there and are located right adjacent to Acadia Hall, where we are now, Acadia School, the library where we are now. And of course, this was where the library and the Acadia Center is, used to be an elementary school. And that was where my wife first went to school. So she was one of the first tenants here. And also, too, the flooding throughout Sackville is great because we are in the Sackville River Valley. And there's drumlins, which are hills of clay and those other types of soils. And the water flows from both sides to the Little Sackville River as well to the Sackville River and First Lake. And then above the hill, you get between First Lake and Second Lake waters that flow to Second Lake. And that whole area was developed around Second Lake. It was to have meant to be looking like the current community that we see now in Sackville. So we have residential streets. And the sections, when they were built up, there was S section. So S stood for Sampson, for Stoko, for Spinner, and those types of things. So a lot of the streets that were built around that time were S's. And so C, you would have Chandler, Chappay, Cottle Park. And that's where people, when they first developed here in a big way in the 60s and 70s, knew roughly where they were going, is by the sections. Currently, though, so there, and we brought our family up here. I retired after 30 years with the phone company, and I'm currently counselor and deputy mayor for HRM. So I've seen a lot of the changes, where at that time we were part of Halifax County. Now we are part of the Halifax Regional Municipality of 220-some-odd communities. One of the interesting things here in Sackville is that we had the Cobequid Community Health Center. And when that was first built, it was built on the site of an old liquor station or a liquor store on Memory Lane. And it was called the Cobequid Multi-Service Center. And that was sort of brought about by Shirley Freer and Carol Crosby, who had an idea that we could have a freestanding emergency center here. And in fact, that was built. And the MLAs at the time, I think there was Ken Stretch and Malcolm and Ken had established through the province this first freestanding emergency center, which was the first of its kind in Canada. So that's a first that we have here. We have in the Cobequid catchment area so many things relative to the community. The community itself number of people over the years. I was associated with Lake District Recreation Association and past president of that organization, which was responsible for things like the Metropolitan Field, the Glen Slon White Trail, the Sackville Community Arena, which is the first arena that was built in Sackville. And it's privately owned and still is privately owned. That opened up in 1973. So in 73, it opened up. And the reason I remember that is because Sackville High School's first hockey team practiced on the lake. There was no arena here in Sackville. And it was after 1973, and at 73, the fall of that, that we had our first arena here in Sackville. And it was privately owned, funded by the citizens. And the organization, which still stands today, went around and they had households putting money up. In this community, I would often get people saying, well, Sackville has so much, Sackville has so much. What they didn't realize is that it wasn't the government that gave Sackville what it did. It was all the various communities, community organizations. So we had the Sackville Lions, we had the Sackville Kinsmen, we had Tysol Gymnastics, we had many different groups, Acadia Recreation Club, that contributed to the making up of the total community, which was really, really interesting. One of the other things is that we are policed by the RCMP here, and that's a carryover from pre-amalgamation, where Halifax County Police Services was provided by the RCMP. So when the RCMP and the county, the county and the town of Bedford, the city of Halifax, city of Dartmouth, all were merged, we had two police services. Actually, we had four. We had the RCMP, we had the town of Bedford, we had the city of Halifax and the city of Dartmouth. The three services of the Bedford Police, the Dartmouth Police, and the Halifax Police all merged into one, which is Halifax Regional Police now. But we still kept the RCMP. So the RCMP and the Halifax Regional Police all worked together throughout the municipality, which is really interesting. And it's the only type of policing services provision like that in Canada. So another first. We've got the Sackville Sports Stadium. Sackville Sports Stadium was built through a vision, basically, of needing a swimming pool here in Sackville. We didn't have a swimming pool. We had First Lake and yet the Sackville River, but we didn't have a swimming pool. And we also were looking at a second ice surface. So Lake District Recreation and the groups around that time got together and petitioned the province and the county to make the Sackville Sports Stadium. The interesting thing about the Sackville Sports Stadium is that it was never to have been there. What was to have been there was a community college, and that happened in Malcolm McKay was the guy's name. That happened because of a promise during the election to build a community college there, and the government fell. And when it fell, then we were looking for other uses for that property. So the Sackville Sports Stadium was built, which was another little thing that some people may not be aware of. We also have the businesses along Sackville Drive, which has grown tremendously. The businesses along Sackville Drive are banded together by what they call the Sackville Business Association. And a lot of the things I'm talking about, others have likely mentioned as well. So the Sackville Business Association is what they call Business Improvement District, and there are a number of them throughout HRM. What they do is promote a number of things in Sackville. So you would have Sackville Snow Days that we have now February with the Viola Desmond family holiday, if you will, that was brought about by Diana Whelan and the Liberal government. So they promote that. During the winter seasons leading up to Christmas until that day, you may notice the star or the ornaments that are lit on the poles. Those are provided by the Sackville Business Association. They take them down, and you may notice, too, the hanging baskets, the beautiful hanging baskets that we have. The Sackville Business Association does that. So they are funded through a levy of the businesses along Sackville Drive up to about Connolly Road, a little bit on the Beaverbank Road, Downsview Mall up towards the terminal, the bus terminal in that area, and a little bit up Cobblequid Road. So that's the Business Improvement District, and it's run by the Sackville Business Association and Michelle Champness. It has a volunteer board of directors made up of the businesses throughout the catchment area. So that's how SAFO tends to grow. The population back in the 60s, I would hazard a guess, would be 5,000 maybe. Now we're up over 40, 50, 60,000 in this area. So it's grown quite a bit over the years. We had Heffler Mills, so logging was quite important around here in the milling. And we had Hefflers. We also had Barrett's Lumber, and forestry has changed quite a bit. So neither one of those facilities now actually produce lumber. They sell lumber. In the case of Hefflers, they actually have a biomass electric generating station there. So you may see a plume of steam along the 101 by the Lucasville Road, which is where they are. That's grown. We were awarded, if you will, the Lieutenant Governor's Community Spirit Award a couple of years ago. And it's for all the way that the community works together to get things done, to help, let's say, at Acadia Park here. Acadia Park has been the recipient of a number of monies, but more importantly, support by businesses, support by individuals, support by not-for-profit communities. The Florentine Fountain that is there was donated. It came out of Ontario by the Sackville Kinsmen Club. The pavers that are around that came from the Lions and the Lions group, I think it was an Army Corps. So they actually sold the pavers and they put the pavers in. The trails, there's a wall on the back of the Acadia Park, which will be made into a mosaic very shortly in the next year or so. And that was donated by the Rotary Club here. And so what we've got is a lot of community organizations that make up this wonderful place that we call Sackville. And that's part of the Cobequid catchment area. When you go down to Folt's House, you first enter into Sackville. You come to what some people call the Great Road. So at that time, back in the 1800s or so, early 1900s, you would come from Bedford and you'd travel Halifax, Bedford. Then you'd get to the intersection of the Sackville, Old Sackville Road, the Sackville Drive, and Cobequid Road. So if you continued on the Old Sackville Road, you were heading towards Windsor, the valley. If you turned up Cobequid, you're going towards Truro and Amherst area. So that was the divide, and that's the old system that was around then. We've got a lot of history here in the area of, talking about the population, in the area of elected officials. The municipality at one time in the whole Sackville area would have had 5 elected officials, where now you have 1. And maybe a bit when you take a look at Councillor Blackburn, who has Upper and Middle Sackville as well as Beaverbank and Lucasville. Lower Sackville was represented by 1 city councillor, in this case myself, and Lower Sackville is the only district that has only 1 councillor, and the councillor has only 1 district. So there's a one-to-one relationship between the community and the elected official. Every other community either has 2 or more, or a councillor has many communities to represent. This is unique here in Lower Sackville, that there's only 1 councillor and 1 community. So that's pretty unique. I bring that up often. So other than that, we were blessed for many years with a volunteer firefighters, fire department. It was greatly supported by officials, elected officials, over the many, many years. And with amalgamation, we saw the growth in career firefighters, so less of a reliance on volunteers, although the volunteers are still extremely important in the community, and not only in the community here, also looking at other areas like Halifax and Dartmouth now, volunteer firefighters are being recruited. That has been a change, where before you would have people and previous elected officials typically were part of the fire department. So the former Glenn Slonwhite, who's passed away many, many years ago, he was a chief of the fire department out here, and he was also a councillor. So that's interesting to see at the time and how things have changed over the years with building standards and safety standards around fire and combustible materials. So that's changed a bit. We have great, community spirit around athletics and recreation. So trails development. We have at least three community groups who are interested in building trails and protecting the environment. We have the Sackville Rivers Association with Walter Reagan. We have the Friends of First Lake who developed the trails around First Lake. And we also have the Sackville Lakes Provincial Park and Trails Association, or Sackville Lakes Park and Trails Association. And they were instrumental in having the provincial lands that were originally to be developed into housing turned over for a provincial park. So the provincial park is one of the things that we have which makes up what I call the jewel in Lower Sackville around First Lake and Second Lake. We have around First Lake, a lot of people don't realize, we have provincial park, we have trails, we have Eddie LeBlanc ball fields. So there's three ball fields there, one of which is a off-leash dog park. We have the Sackawa Canoe Club, which has been here since the 70s. We have the Tysoe Gymnastics. We have the Sackville Arena. We have Kinsman Beach and the Splash Pad. We have the Sackville Sports Stadium. All of those are around First Lake. And a lot of people will travel to Sackville even just for the Splash Pad. I was interested one time when the Splash Pad first opened up. There were two ladies and their young families, and they were going to the Splash Pad. And I said, oh, a wonderful day. You going to the Splash Pad? Yep. She said, we thought we'd meet in the middle. One was from Windsor and the other was from Truro. And they came to Sackville for the Splash Pad, which was rather neat. We had for many years what was called, Winter Carnival. Winter Carnival in the early 70s was a way to get the community involved, and the various areas of Sackville were broken up according to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So you had a bashful section, you had a dock section, you had a sleepy section, and so on. And that went for many years where you'd have fun activities, gym, jelly can jam curling, you would have races around the ice surfaces, you would have gatherings in the evenings to see how many residents would come out from each section, and then you would have a parade and those types of things. And that fell through after a number of years when somebody asked the Disney organization for if it was okay to keep using the names, and they said no. So it fell apart. So that was one of the cases where we just should have not asked. And there's been a number of things that have been ongoing. So we have Sackville Wolves, we have lacrosse out here, we have hockey, we have ringette. Ringette was I won't say started, but it was a huge thing here in Sackville for many, many years under a lot of the leadership of a lady by the name of Pauline Stanek. And so that you would have in the past where most girls sat in the benches and didn't get involved in ice sports, so we'd get involved in ringette. And ringette came about and grew quite a bit, and I'm not quite sure the status right now. But for many, many years, it was very, very strong here. And it used to be called Sackville Minor Hockey and Ringette, was sort of the title that they used. We've developed into a number of areas where we have the Sackville Waves Aquatic Team. When the stadium was built and we had the swimming pool there, so aquatics, swimming lessons, the Sackville Sports Stadium is what I call from cradle to grave. People can come, young families can come with young kids, and they can go into the small pool or the bigger pool, they can go skating, they can go in the fitness center, and you can get people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s going to various activities there. So that's a municipal facility that serves all of the citizens in this catchment area. And at that time when it was first built, health and fitness wasn't as alive and well as it is now. So you used to have facilities similar to that only being provided by local governments, Department of National Defense, military bases, and universities. That's where you saw that. And a number of facilities that did open up to provide services in the early days just simply folded because they didn't have enough clientele. But now you've got things like Good Life. And Good Life serves a purpose in the community too, the Sackville Sports Stadium as well, in a broader sense, because it will always be there as a government-funded entity. Sackville is growing. We've seen in the early years, in the 60s and 70s, families come and build, and the infrastructure is aging. We have families aging too. Now you're seeing more and more apartments, or not necessarily condominiums, being built here in Sackville to accommodate those who are getting older. They don't want to mow the lawn anymore. They don't want to do the upkeep. The flip to that, though, is I've seen more and more of their dependents, their children, like myself and like our kids, coming back and living in Sackville. So they want to come home. They live in Sackville. And many, many other people are coming to Sackville when they see just the breadth of the facilities that we have here and the community spirit.